Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Making Moves. I'm here today with me, myself, and I. So sorry if I sound a little under the weather. I'm recovering from Coachella and due to the dust and whatnot. I'm a little nasally today, which I know is like the actual most annoying thing to ever listen to anyone who's nasally, especially a podcast. But you know what? Bear with me. It's not that bad. It could be worse. And it was worse. So we're on the mend. But the reality is I just miss y'all. I have been wanting to do a solo for so long, but I've just been traveling all over the place, bopping around, jumping around, doing what Anna Grace told me to do in her life reading of mine. If you haven't listened to that episode, my dear friend Anna Grace, who is a Akashic Records reader, she's forking fabulous. Like, I definitely recommend listening to the episode and following her. She's like the best person ever. I'm obsessed with her. She did one of her readings on me, and it's the first time I've ever had like a legit reading done. And she gave me so much clarity in my life, because y'all know I've gone through the quarter life crisis. I'm on the mend with that as well. And I feel like everything that she told me, I've like thoroughly been trying to apply in my life. And shit's been moving and shaking for me. So I'm like, whatever Anna Gray says, I'm going to do. So y'all should probably listen because you should probably be doing what Anna Grace says as well. Anyway, I've missed y'all so much. Thank you so much for tuning in and, you know, bearing with me and tuning in every week with all the epic guests I've been so lucky to interview. This year, I've really wanted to dive more into my hosting side and, you know, make that a part of my career. And I feel like we have had a good start to that. So I have a bunch of other epic guests coming soon. So I'm so excited for y'all to listen and tune in. But for now, we're long overdue a solo episode. This is really going to be like a life update episode. I feel like I have done so many crazy things just in this first like quarter of the year that I want to share, you know, what I learned and the experiences I had and, you know, the mistakes I made, etc. So let's just dive into it. I also, on my Instagram, by the way, you should follow me at TK's Juicy Polls. I asked you guys questions to ask me, so we're going to go through those as well. Let's start towards the beginning of the year, January. Went to Aspen. Honestly, one of my favorite ski trips probably I've ever been on. I think it was because I had low expectations. I like wasn't in the mood to go. I wasn't in the mood to spend a lot of money. I knew Aspen was expensive. I was just going through like, I feel like I was just not in a good place mentally or physically. Like I was being lazy. I was being really hard on myself because I was being lazy. I was really burnt out from Vlogmas. And I don't know, there was just a lot going on. And I feel like I was not my normal self. Like I was just mad. And like, I'm a happy-go-lucky person. I really am. I'm always bringing like the positive energy, the vibes. Like I'm like a vibe operator. Like if I sense something's off, I'm the one to lift the mood and, you know, cheer someone on, bring the good out of them, etc. And I felt like I needed that from someone. I was like struggling overall. And I feel like the Aspen trip, I had such low expectations because I was like, I don't even want to go to this. I was just being bitter and like annoying. I was being that annoying person that's just kind of bitter all the time. I hate that type of person. And Aspen really, I feel like, was the kickstart to turning things around for me because, I don't know, I had a bunch of friends there and I had a bunch of friends I didn't expect to be there. And it was just so fun. It was like... It really was a testament to the saying that I always say on this podcast, like you are your five best friends. And that's why it's so important to make sure you're surrounded by people who you want to be like, because they will bring you out of that bitter, weird state when you don't feel like yourself. And the Aspen trip was just so fun. I really had a blast. I loved skiing. I loved the town. I loved spending quality time with my friends. And then also meeting new people. It was just an overall great trip. And when I got back, I decided I wanted to get my shit back together. And I know a bunch of you are watching and gonna be like, TK, like we never thought you were off or whatever, because I feel like I get comments like that a lot when I'm like, oh my God, I was so not myself. And they're like, wait, babe, we like never noticed. For me, I was really off. Like I feel like from an outsider's POV, I don't know. Maybe you can tell now because I feel like I'm like posting regularly and you can tell in my videos. I'm just like less, I don't know, bitter. I feel like that's the perfect word to describe it. Now I'm like, I feel like I have my personality back. I keep saying that, but like I really do. I feel like I'm like myself again. And maybe I just had like the winter blues. I don't know. But yeah, I got back and I decided the first thing I really wanted to take seriously was my health and fitness. Because I was so off track with it and I was feeling like shit. Like I was feeling like shit because I wasn't taking care of my body or, you know, working out regularly. And what I realized is working out for me isn't really like a physical appearance thing. Like, of course, I love the benefits that that has to working out. However, like working out for me is like way more of a mental thing. More than anything. And so I dove back into the deep end with that. And I swear, you guys, that has been like the biggest catalyst for me mentally. And I know that's, I feel like that's annoying to hear when you're in a bitter place. Because I would like see TikToks or like other creators or videos or like motivational, whatever. And like when you're bitter and sad or like going through it in any capacity and you hear someone being like, just go to the gym, you're like, shut the fuck up. But I hate to say it. It's just the truth. It's just a fact. For me, it's a fact for me that it helps like me mentally so much. So what I did is I think I re-signed up my membership for F45, and that was the biggest game changer. I also got an Apple Watch, which like, again, this sounds so annoying if like you're not in the place to hear this, but I just have to tell you, the Apple Watch literally changed my life. Like, it really did help me with getting excited about working out again, which was essentially like all connected to like getting my personality back, you know, working on my mental health, etc. Like, I know it sounds stupid and the Apple Watch isn't for everyone, but for me, I love like a challenge. I grew up as an athlete. I grew up in a sports family. Like the goals, the, you know, little reminders, the notifications from my friends, like it made fitness and working out and the whole process so much more fun and reignited the spark in me. And I mean, all my friends know, like, I am an Apple Watch ho. And I love it. It's super fun. I can't recommend it enough. I wish I had one. My ex-boyfriend actually got me one probably like, I don't know, years ago. And then I lost it and I never told him. So then I rebought my own, and I'm so glad I rebought my own. And the F45 paired with the Apple Watch was like a match made in heaven for me. It was like peanut butter and jelly. The reason I love F45 so much, one, is because it gets me out of my comfort zone with working out. Like, I feel like it has all these crazy ass moves that it makes you do. And it really makes me push myself, which I love workout classes for this reason, because it makes me, you know, do what I wouldn't normally do. Like, it makes me push myself into that quote unquote red zone that I normally probably wouldn't do myself. But because we're in the class and, you know, the coach is encouraging and all the other people around, you know, pushing themselves as well, it's so motivating. I definitely am heavily motivated by others. And that's why I'm so big on like who I pick and choose to surround myself with. Because if anyone is any type of energy sucker from me, I'm like, absolutely no, like you cannot, the door is not open in this house. You know what I mean? Which is a thing I've actively been doing this year. Like, I have not been investing my time in anyone that isn't making me a better person. Like, I have zero time and energy for that. So yeah, I've definitely been more aware of the energy suckers in life. And January was a great year or great month for just like a reset. I feel like I wasn't really partying. I was doing dry January and I was just like essentially grinding in silence, which was really necessary. And it wasn't always easy, but it gets easier as time goes on. Like, it just becomes a part of your routine. The hardest part is the beginning. And once you get going, it just becomes, again, a part of your routine. It's like, you know, brushing your teeth. And a habit takes, I think, like 30 days to develop. I don't know. I need to reread Atomic Habits, which, by the way, you should read that book. It's freaking amazing. But yeah, once the habit was intact, I felt like myself again. And I also, it was a really exciting month because I was prepping the entire month for my really big, spontaneous, last-minute trip to South Africa, which was probably one of the best trips I've ever been on in my entire life. That trip was life-changing for me. Like, not to be dramatic, but dead ass it was. Basically, the story is, I've been meaning to do an in-depth episode on that trip just because it was so life-changing for me with Ashley, because we went together, but I just haven't yet, so I guess I'll go into it a little bit here. Let me know if you guys would want that, because I'm like down to do that, but I'm like, is that interesting? I don't know. You should also watch my YouTube video on it, because I'm like, I love that video so much and I'm really proud of it. It's like a movie, dead ass. So I last minute in December got invited to my friend's wedding, Penny and Adam, in South Africa. I've known Sarah Penny for like years and years and years, but we really weren't that close. Like I would see her in passing. We were more like acquaintances. And this year we've gotten really close. We've been like workout buddies, hanging out one-on-one, et cetera. And she was supposed to get married during the pandemic. So then it got postponed, as you can imagine, due to COVID and whatnot. And it being like such a big international trip for people. So it got postponed to this February 2023. And she invited me in December and invited Ashley in December. Ashley and her boyfriend Jackson. And we were like so excited to be invited because like when else would I get the excuse to go to South Africa? I don't know. I've always wanted to go. And I kind of always knew I would go, especially to Cape Town. But it was just like the perfect, it felt like, you know, the stars were aligning. And I was like, okay, this is like a really big trip. I'm excited. I'm really lost right now. This will be good for me. So we planned this trip in the middle of January, which was crazy because we were leaving February 4th. It was Ash, Jackson, and I planning everything. Like I think I found the Airbnbs. They helped with the flights. And it was like a group thing. It was really funny because we were like a throuple and I was like their child and they were my parents. But it was so fun. I feel like I never get to go on trips with just Ashley. And it was a great like sister bonding moment, especially like I feel like I know her boyfriend so well now, which is so fun. You get to know people so well when you're traveling. And yeah, I feel like I just like the overall consensus of this trip is that I really zoomed out on my life. Like it really made me feel small, which was good. I feel like being in this LA bubble is hard and very consuming at times. And I let myself get to a place that I didn't like being here. Like I was overly consumed with, you know, numbers and things and just shit that I just don't actually give a shit about. But I feel like I was letting people in that cared about that stuff too much. And it was getting to me, like inevitably, because you are your five best friends. Or you are who you surround yourself with. And, you know, I thought my problems and my issues were so big and such a big deal and yada yada, when in the grand scheme of things, they aren't in the slightest. And the trip was, and the South Africa trip was so good for me because essentially we were traveling for 2 weeks with all these strangers that live all over the world. Like there was people there from Italy, there was people there from Florida, Vegas, Texas, New York, I feel like other places in Europe. It was just like such a good experience meeting others not even close to this industry or world, because it really made me touch grass for a second and realize, okay, your problems aren't a big deal. There's bigger things in the world to worry about. And you can gain so much value from others who aren't in this industry, which like obviously I'm not a dumbass. Like I knew that, but it was a great reminder, especially at that time for me to like zoom out and look at my life and realize, whoa, the things you had on a pedestal should not be there. And vice versa, like the things that you aren't caring about or you're like shoving under the rug need to be prioritized more. And I feel like the reason I like had this moment is just from talking to all the people that were there at this for this wedding. Yeah, the wedding was like one day, but we were all there for pretty much 2 weeks together. And we were doing all these like insane experiences and activities together. So you just really bond with people when you're like with them for 2 weeks doing all these insane, like making all these insane memories. It was so refreshing talking to people about things other than like stupid LA culture. Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing slash time expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place. The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 hard challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like a nice cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in 4th place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 hard challenge, but 1 stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and 0 sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com. So yeah, I don't know. It was such a good trip. And I did have a few really good friends there that I just got to spend, you know, quality time with, like obviously the bride and then my good friend Haley Ringo, whose wedding I'm going to in Italy. And it was just so fun bonding with people and getting to learn about like completely different lines of work and people's lives. Like there were so many like parents there and young married couples. It was just inspiring. I was like, wow, this is inspiring. Also the men there, like all the groomsmen and like the guys that the groom invited were such gentlemen. And that was so refreshing for me, especially as like a female, because I feel like, again, like the LA fuckboy is like actually the worst. Like they're, first of all, they're not even cute. They usually don't have a good job. And then on top of that, they're an asshole. And so it's so refreshing, like quite literally being in contact with the opposite, like guys that treat women with respect, guys that are gentlemen, guys that have a lot to bring to the table. They have a great job. Like they're smart, et cetera. They're actually hot. They're actually tall. So that was so refreshing as well, because I mean, y'all know I don't really like deal with the typical LA boy. Like I like a guy that has really nothing to do with LA. So I try to find them here, but it is hard. That was also really inspiring and like a huge thing for me, was realizing like, don't effing settle for anyone. And there are good guys out there and, you know, they do have all the things. So don't settle, and like you can have hope because there are great guys out there. So if you're like struggling as a girl right now, dating, and you know, you've gone on a few bad dates and like you're feeling really discouraged, just know there are really great guys out there who are obsessed with their wives and have great jobs and are super hot and are gentlemen and would do anything for their girl. Like it was so attractive to me, like watching someone's husband or like boyfriend or whatever, like not let their girl lift a finger. Like even Ashley's boyfriend, I was like, holy shit. Like he is an angel. I'm obsessed with him. Like the way he treats Ashley, I will never settle for anything less than that. Like he would not let her carry her bag once, and he would not let her open a door. He would wake up and get us both coffee and make breakfast for us every single morning. He would not let us call an Uber or pay for anything. Like it was insane. I was like, I will not accept anything less than, like, it was so inspiring and gave me hope, truly, because I don't know. I feel like it's super easy to be a man hater, be like, fuck guys, which like we all do. We've all been there. But the trip was super inspiring because every dude there, I don't think there was a bad guy there. Every guy was such a gentleman. And it was so attractive to me. I used to shove shit under the rug, like when a guy wouldn't open a door for me or, you know, wouldn't do the normal things guys should do for women. And now I'm like, I don't even entertain anyone that's not doing all those things. I'm like in a way different spot with dating. I feel like I've been like kind of a dating machine, which is so fun. And I think it's really because I like fully was re-inspired and I know my worth, and I saw firsthand like what guys will and should do for a girl that they like. So yeah, I will not accept anything less than. Anyway, it was such a fun trip. I could do a whole last podcast on it and like go into the detail. It was great. It also reminded me I really am a social butterfly because I was there with just Ash and Jackson, and like, you know, I wasn't there with like a boyfriend or like a best friend. Obviously Ashley's one of my best friends, but she was like, I didn't have like my friends. Like she was with Jackson, I was alone. So I was a social butterfly, and I feel like I really got to know everyone on the trip, which was also inspiring because it's just like, I don't know, being in this LA world, sometimes I second guess myself, or I'm like, oh, like they're gonna act like they don't know me, or like I make up stories in my head, and it's like, no, you're a social butterfly, you're nice and you're fun. Like go up and talk to them. So that was also very inspiring. And I feel like from the trip, because I was having so many conversations, I was really like channeling my hosting skills, which I didn't realize until people were like, wow, that's such a good question. Wow, that's such a good question. And I was like, oh my God, wait, I'm a little host. And it inspired me to like continue that line of work, because that's something that is I'm very passionate about. I've always wanted to do. Like I remember at FITM in college, I would tell my professors when they asked what I wanted to do, and I would be like, oh, I want to be a host, and they would be like, oh, you can't do that, you can't be behind the camera and in front of the camera. And look at me now, I'm behind and in front of the camera. I'm producing my own shit. I have my own show with TikTok. I have my own podcast. I'm on camera right now. I have my own studio. Like fork anyone that tells you your position that you want to do doesn't exist, because you can pave the way. You can make that position for yourself. Don't let anyone tell you you can't do something just because they couldn't do it. Period. Mic drop. Oh, another thing on this trip that I realized, because the guys are actually secure in what they're doing and are a little older and like supportive and respect women, anytime I would have a conversation with like any of the boyfriends or husbands or anything, I would, when they asked what I would do, I feel like typically when someone asks what I do, I like get weird and I'm like, oh, like I am in marketing. Like a lot of influencers do this, especially like successful female influencers. They'll, you know, like dumb down their job because of previous experiences. Stupid little immature, insecure men make us, you know, feel like we need to dumb down our job. But these men that I was on this trip with, who are like secure in themselves and their relationship and like actually respect women, they were like so fascinated by my job, like did not make me feel less than in the slightest. Were like putting it on a pedestal. They wanted to learn more. They were so curious. They were asking me good questions. They weren't, you know, giving me like backhanded weird compliments, because I feel like people and guys in general, like my age, do that. And I'm sick and fucking tired of it. And it was so refreshing, you know, talking to them and just like actually being so candid and open and like excited to talk about my job, because I feel like so many times I dumb it down. So that was another thing that it made me realize, like, don't ever dumb down you or something you're passionate about because someone in the past has made you feel less than for it because they were insecure. I don't know. I feel like I had so many like light bulb moments where I was like, wow, that was crazy. Like I just, it's so simple, but like I just fully told them what I do and they were so supportive. Like, what a concept. So many people in the past have made me and my friends feel less than for having a successful business of their own that it's scarred some of us. So I don't know. I feel like I threw out that mentality and now I'm stepping into this new, like, this is what I do for a living. You either love it or you hate it. And if you hate it, get the fork out of my bubble, because I don't want anyone that is an energy sucker in it. So yeah, it was just like a lot of good reminders. Like, of course I knew all of these things, but you know, actions speak louder than words. And it was so nice to see in the flesh someone be so supportive, or, you know, men being such gentlemen, or, you know, all the things together. So yeah. And then on top of that, I mean, the animals, I have to do a whole podcast on this, but the animals, oh my God, the safari, it was like the craziest, coolest experience. I want to go back. I was obsessed with the safari. The safari was like my favorite thing ever. It was so fun celebrating a couple that's so in love and have so much love and respect for each other. And, you know, they live in Los Angeles. It was just really inspiring. I was like, that will be me one day. I absolutely do want to have a destination wedding after experiencing that, because it was so cool not only spending the day celebrating them, but the entire 2 weeks. And then, like, as the bride and the groom, you don't feel obligated to, like, talk to everyone for a fair amount of time on the wedding day. Like, we got to see you before and after. So I feel like they enjoyed it more. I don't know. The trip was amazing and life-changing. And I love South Africa. And I will be going back. And I want to take my entire family, because those damn animals are... Yeah, that was another thing that really made me zoom out, is realizing, like, all these animals here in the wild, like, they're only... Like, we really are so small, first of all, like, physically. But the biggest concern these animals have are to survive. The first thing they're trying to do is survive, and then figure out what they're going to eat, and then figure out how to reproduce and who they're going to bang. Like, those are the three top things. And when you really think about it, that's what all we're trying to do as well. So it, I don't know. It was a really good reminder, like, don't sweat the small stuff. It doesn't matter in the slightest. Yeah, and they're so naturally beautiful, and I don't know. I love animals just in general. Like, I love, as a kid, I would bring, like, animals in the house. I felt like I was, like, healing my inner child. It was amazing. So when I got back from South Africa, I wanted to start 75 Hard because I really wanted a challenge, and I love, like, a fitness challenge. So I started 75 Hard with my friend Sarah Penny and Haley Ringo, and we were, like, doing it because there's basically 75 days until we go to Italy for Haley's wedding, which I'm so fucking excited for. But such a great challenge. I'm a huge fan of 75 Hard. Basically, if you don't know what it is, I'll give you the rundown. It's two workouts a day. They have to be 45 minutes each. One has to be outside. You have to read 10 pages a day. You're supposed to take a physique photo every day. Didn't do that. And you can't drink. So I did everything else except the physique photo. One, because, like, honestly, I forgot. And I don't know. I feel like I take a physique. I take so many photos of myself anyway, like, because of my job. And I'm, like, damn near taking a physique photo every day. I probably should do that when I pick it back up. The reason I basically did it for a solid, like, month or a little over a month, like no drinking, doing the two workouts. Like I was doing the damn thing. But then I went to the Taylor Swift concert in Vegas with a boy. That's all I'm going to say there. And I got strep throat afterwards. And then I went to Hawaii and then I got strep throat again. So the 75 hard has been a little off. Like I was like, what am I going to do? Go to Taylor Swift last minute and like not have a cocktail in my hand? Like I wanted to be belting. And I was a little nervous. Like I was with a boy, you know? So I was like, okay, 75 soft. But I'm going to pick back up the 75 hard, especially like the workouts and the reading and the no drinking. But then I just went to Coachella and I drank there. I don't know. It's definitely now 75 soft. But that's okay. That's why it's called 75 hard, is because it's supposed to be 75 hard, intense days. Like it's not a sustainable lifestyle. I don't know. I'm like not sweating about it. I don't really care. I'm going to get back into it. But I highly recommend the challenge. Even if you do it like a month, it really whipped me into shape. And it was so much more doable than I thought it would be. Because when I would do the first workout, like my regular scheduled programming, like I'd wake up and I go to F45 almost every day. And then the second workout was like fun recess, like in the middle of the day. You know, when I got my midday slump at like 3 or 4, I would just go for a walk outside, or I would go for a hike, or sometimes I would do Pilates in my house or like stretch or whatever. And I don't know, I feel like it made me do things I don't normally do. Like I got back on my Peloton grind. It just like, I have nothing but great things to say about it. And I truly would love to do the 75 days straight one day. Maybe I should do that next January so I'm not like busy as hell. I feel like these months, April and May, and I had the trip in February, it just was like unrealistic. But if you have like a long period of time where you don't have a crazy schedule, I think try 75 hard. It's really fun. It whips you into shape. And do it with a buddy, because having the 75 hard group chat with my friends is so motivating. Seeing like, guys, I just got my first workout done, or like, let's do 8-minute abs together, or like, let's FaceTime, or, you know, seeing them be motivating. It's so refreshing. And it just like, you know, made me want to get my second workout done. And it made me excited to text them like, guys, just finished F45 or whatever. It also made me realize, like, if I want to reach these, you know, hard goals physically when it comes to fitness, like if I want to be able to run a half marathon, if I want to be able to lift a certain weight, if I want to be able to have snatched arms, or like whatever the case is, like whatever your fitness goals are, I really have to get out of my comfort zone and challenge myself. So that's why I also love 75 hard, is because no, it's not an everyday thing that I'm going to be doing the rest of my life, but it really does whip you into shape. And it is so intense that like it is your main focus. And it's such a great excuse to also not drink, because I've not been in a party mood. And I feel like I was in my like party girl era last year. Like I was partying all the time. And now I'm just like in my self-care, like being the best version of myself, fitness era. So that has 75 hard has been like a great excuse, because when people know you're doing it, they like know how intense it is. And they're like, oh, no worries. Like, I feel like my friends are like, oh, yeah, like TK's not drinking. The entire trip in Hawaii, I didn't have one lick of alcohol. I was so strict. I went to so many parties, events, things. Like, it's hard to not drink in Los Angeles because it's so social. And like, there's so many events. There's so much shit going on all the time. So many birthdays, etc. I didn't have one sip of alcohol, except for the Taylor Swift concert and then Coachella. That's the only time I've had any alcohol, which is crazy. And I feel like I've like seen a difference in my skin, obviously my body, and then most importantly, my energy. I feel like I'm just like way more mentally clear. Things aren't as fuzzy. I'm like more motivated. I have more energy to like be motivated. It's just like it all goes together. So yeah, the no drinking and 75 hard has been epic. I really do want to get into it again, but I got strep throat twice in a row and it was like the worst thing ever. So that's kind of why I have fallen off track. but we're going to get back on track probably by the end of this week. I'm giving myself a little grace due to Coachella and still being a little nasally sickling. Like, I don't want to be like coughing in my F45 class. You know what I mean? I feel like that's disgusting. So, and I am a germaphobe. I'm like, do y'all know that? I kind of am a germaphobe. I don't like sharing drinks with people unless it's like a guy that I'm currently kissing. Like, I'm like, waterfall, bitch. I don't want to share a drink with you. It's like, I don't know. It just grosses me out. Okay, Taylor Swift. Let's talk about her and her performance and how just like iconic she is. I basically, how this happened is I wasn't planning on going. Well, Alicia and Remy were kind of trying to get me to go, but Remy was taking her hometown college friend. So I didn't want to like impose, and they had already had the tickets purchased. So I would have had to buy like my own ticket. I could have gone probably close to them, but like in a different section or a different seat. And like, I'm down to go solo dolo, but I just like wasn't down to spend that much money to go solo dolo. You know what I mean? So, and it was in Vegas and I was like just in Vegas and I don't know. I just like for some reason didn't book it. So, but then literally the night before the concert, I decided to go with this man. And I feel like I'm a very spontaneous last minute girly. Like, it's just innate in me. Like, I feel like I thrive off of being spontaneous. And I feel like this guy is also a very spontaneous person. I think also it makes so much sense for us because we both have very like off the cuff, random, chaotic, last minute jobs. So it like makes sense for us and our personalities to last minute go to something like this. And somehow he found the tickets. Somehow he found floor tickets. I'm like, I thought they were sold out. I don't know. He finessed. I got my flight and stuff. Basically, I did all like the travel. I booked all my travel shit. And then he was in charge of the tickets, which like, thank you. Because I was like, it was so chaotic. Like, I didn't go to bed till like 3 a.m. the night before. And then I woke up at 7 and had to get ready to get on a flight to go to Vegas. Like, what? So last minute. So yeah, our girl Taylor Swift. First of all, I think it's so... I should not be talking about this, but whatever. I think it's so fucking hot that like a dude loves Taylor Swift. I don't know why. I think it's like, I'm like, yes, like you respect like women. I don't know. I'm like, green flag. If a guy likes Taylor Swift, green forking flag. Because I don't know. I feel like any guy that like makes fun of Taylor Swift for writing songs about dudes is like bitter that he doesn't have a hot girl around. I don't know. I think it's so unattractive when a guy's like, oh, Taylor Swift, she's not even that good. I'm like, do not argue with me about Taylor Swift right now, you stupid little finance bro. So yeah, that was like, I didn't realize how attractive that was to me. I was like, oh my God, this is hot. Like, you're a grown ass man and you love Taylor Swift and you like know all of her lyrics. Like, this is hilarious. And also very hot and fun. So yeah, that was, I don't know. I feel like the reason I went, truthfully, is tying it back to Anna Grace. This bitch told me, she was like in February, she was like, TK, you're being way too rigid with yourself and things aren't working because you're being way too rigid with yourself. She was like, whatever plan you have in your mind or like schedule or whatever, throw that out the window. You need to be prioritizing bopping around, jumping around, documenting, traveling, randomness. And that was the epitome of this Vegas trip. Like, it was so spontaneous. It was so random. It was so last minute. I literally knew in my soul, I was like, I think I have to go. Like, Anna Grace told me I need to bop around and travel and be random. And it was so random. And it was so spontaneous. And never in a million years did I think I would go to freaking Taylor Swift in Vegas with a dude. Like, what? But Anna Grace is the reason I went. And I don't know. I'm just like really into playing with the cards that are dealt to me currently. Like, if someone asks me, I feel like when guys used to ask me to do things in the past, I would try and be like so like calculated and smooth and overthink and be like, oh, how should I word this in like a way? And now I'm like, if someone asks me to do something, I say exactly what I want to do. I'm like, yeah, I would like to do this. Or like guys in the past, I would like overthink and like screenshot and send it to my friend and be like, what do I say? And like, that's fun. But now I'm just like, I'm so over it. I'm just saying exactly how I feel or saying exactly what I want, because if they don't want a piece of this juice, that's on them. Like, that's, it's their loss, you know? Yeah, I guess this kind of segues into dating. I feel like I've been on my dating grind and it's so fun, which is something I really wanted to do in 2023. I think I said that like in my vision board video or podcast or whatever. Dating has been an absolute blast. I think it genuinely is because I'm just more sure of myself. I know what I want. I am playing with the cards I'm dealt. I'm saying and doing exactly what I want and feel. I'm not overthinking it. And it's made dating so much more smooth. And I feel like it's just working better. Because when I'm clear, I feel like people, you have to remember, like, people match your energy. So if you're being crystal clear, like, they will most likely match that. And if they don't, they're freaking weird. Okay, dating apps. Let's talk about it. I've been having a great time on the apps. Again, I think it's because I've just been really sure of myself and I'm not overthinking in the slightest what I should say. In the past, I used to be like, what would they want me to say? Or like, what's hot? And now I'm like, I'm just saying exactly what I want and take it or leave it. Like, that's my mentality. But men have been responding to it very well. I also upped the age on my dating apps. And that has been a game changer because I feel like, obviously we all know this, but guys are immature and they don't know what they want. And yeah, I refuse to date anyone younger than me or even around my age. I need to date someone older. One thing that I've learned from going on dates recently with guys is men truly are like dogs, which we knew this, but in the past, I used to, when a guy would do something I didn't like, I feel like I would kind of nip it in the bud or like say it passive aggressively or say it as a joke or like friend zone the guy immediately. Like, I just, we're all human and we all make mistakes, and I make mistakes and so do guys. And I feel like giving them a little grace and more so rewarding them when they do something good, that's been my strategy versus like saying something I didn't like. Like, they're literally like dogs. You have, positive reinforcement is the key, at least for me, what I've been doing. So, you know, when a dog pees in the house, they don't really respond to when you yell at them because they're like, why is this person talking really loud? They only respond when you give them a treat. So when they go potty the next time outside of the house and you give them a treat, then they realize, oh, I only get a treat if I go outside and go potty. That's how guys are. Like, if they, let's say they are opening doors for you and you love it and you're like, this is the standard I need to set, or they're, you know, they're not letting you pay for dinner, or like they're buying your drinks or whatever your thing is that you're like, oh, like, I love it when guys open doors for me and I love it when they pay for my dinner. Sorry. That's just something I think is like non-negotiable. So you have to give them a treat when they do that. Sounds ridiculous, but it's so true. So when like a guy opens the door for me, I'm like, oh, thank you so much. Like, you really, it's like, it's so embarrassing, but you literally have to like gas them up. You have to be like, oh, that was so hot, or like stuff like that. I don't know. It's worked for me. And I feel like I have friends that are like getting married now. They say that too, that you literally have, it's positive reinforcement. That's the only thing they respond well to. And you can even say like, yeah, I think it's so hot when blah, blah, blah. Like, I think it's so hot when a guy gasses up his girlfriend in front of his friends. Like, whatever it is you want, say that, but like in a positive way. Don't be like, oh, I hate when blah, blah, blah does this. Say it in a positive way because they only respond to treats. So you have to give them treats. That can be other things other than just saying something. I just have to say it. That can be other things. But men are like dogs. You have to treat them like dogs. Positive reinforcement is key. Be yourself. and have fun. That's what I've been doing. It's been so fun. I feel like I have the most solid candidates I ever have with guys right now. And it's been really fun. And I think it's because I'm not putting up with bullshit. And I don't know. I know my worth. And I clock things. Like, they might not realize it, but I clock things. And I don't know, I have it in my head, like, I remember when you did that and I didn't like it. I clock things with just my friends in general, too. I feel like people don't really know that. Like, I'm always, like, the happy-go-lucky, like, I don't care, go with the flow. But I'm clocking things, and I remember it. But I'm not going to hold it against you type of thing. I'm just clocking it, noting for later type vibe. And it's really worked out well for me. Moving forward, Hawaii. Let's talk about it. We went to Hawaii for Alicia's 30th birthday. Wow. I'm obsessed. I love Hawaii. I want to get an Airbnb there for like a month and live my best Hannah Meloche life. I haven't had a vacation where I just relax and lay out and swim and don't really have like activities planned. And I can't remember how long. We stayed at the White Lotus Hotel. So forking epic. It was the Four Seasons in Maui. If you ever get the opportunity to stay there, highly recommend. It was just magical and so relaxing. And my favorite thing about the trip was just having quality off the grid time with my friends. Because we're all workaholics and work together and have similar jobs, I feel like a lot of times we kind of hang out in passing, like, we'll see each other at an event, or we'll go to an event together, or we'll like pregame together and then go to whatever, which is like fun and I love. But it's so hard these days, like when you're an adult, to have quality time with the people you love. So it's so nice having like just sober conversations, like genuinely catching up, you know, seeing what I can do as a friend to be there for them right now, seeing what they're struggling with, sharing what I'm struggling with, like asking for help. That was like, that's what meant the most to me. And oh my God, I love getting a tan. I love just like getting a good workout in, getting a tan, being in the water. Like that was so fun. I want to go back. It was great. Vacation mode activated. It made me re-inspired with TikTok. I feel like I was comparing myself to others and like, you know, when you're just in a bad mood and then you're watching other people and you're like picking them apart because you're in a bad mood, it's like not because they did anything. I feel like I was in that space for a little bit. Now I'm like having fun, posting whatever the fork I want on TikTok, being sure of myself. You know, that was a great trip. I truly can't say anything bad about it. It was so fun. I feel like I got especially close to my friend Murph. We shared a bed together and like, I feel like he was like my buddy for the entire trip. Like we shared everything, bathroom, room, etc. We would go to, I feel like we are like the active golden retrievers of the group. So like we were just on the same page. We were like wanted to work out together. We wanted to go in the ocean together. We wanted to do A, B, and C together. So it was so fun bonding with him and, you know, getting to know him on a deeper level. And then, you know, fast forward to a week went by. I had strep throat and then went to Coachella. And I will say, it wasn't my favorite Coachella. Mainly because I was sick, but also I felt like the lineup was bleh. Did love Blackpink, did love Metro Boomin, didn't love Frank Ocean. Like, I'm sorry, it was not good. I really am a fan of him. I listen to his music all the time. I feel like 1 to 3 of his songs are always on one of my playlists, like on every playlist. I really do enjoy his music. It was weird. I waited like 2 hours for him, an hour before he was supposed to come out, and then an additional hour because he came on an hour late. Coming on an hour late didn't even bother me because I'm like used to performers coming on an hour late. When he came on, I don't even think he sang like more than 4 songs. Like, it was so weird, guys. We couldn't even see him. And it was the weirdest part is that everyone in the crowd was like silent. Like we were all trying to get it. We were all like, okay, like I feel like we were all trying to like understand the art or the vision or whatever. And I'm down for some weird ass shit. Like truly, like I can get down with pretty much anything. This was it wasn't even weird. It was just like not good. Like, I feel bad because I do love him, but like, guys, the awkward silence between each song, like he would finish a song that he didn't even sing. They just like played the track and then a DJ would come on and he would like sometimes ad lib. Couldn't even see him though. And then the cameras wouldn't even show him. So we were like, is he singing? I don't know. The cameras and the flashing was so chaotic. Like the screens were not good. And the camera work was not good. The only thing that was good about it was the security guard dancing to the girl DJing, which like had nothing to do with Frank Ocean. But the weirdest part was in between each song, there were like 2 to 3 minutes of the most awkward silence of my life. Like we were all just sitting there waiting for something to happen. It was not like the cadence of the performance was off. I know he doesn't love performing and it had been a long time. And obviously the tragedy with his brother, I know that that's a lot, but, and I feel so sorry and I'm empathetic towards that. But I just have to be so real. Like, I feel so much empathy also towards people that, you know, saved up so much money, traveled across the world to see him, and that was it. And he barely sang. It was the weirdest thing. And he, at the end of the day, he committed and signed up for something. And I am really big on if you sign up for something, I guess unless you're sick, if you sign up for something like that in such a big, you know, position or spot to fill, you have to rise to the occasion. Like, you have to. It was really bizarre. I'm not even sure that he'll perform next weekend. I don't know. I hope he's okay. I hope mentally he's okay. I hope people enjoyed it for what it was, but I like, that's my opinion on it. I did not think, I don't know. And there are a lot of celebrities defending him. Like, yes, he is a genius and he is a great artist, but it felt not fair for like people that paid that much and traveled that far to see him. Like, I had a friend that waited, I think the entire day. She waited like 8 hours. She got there super early and just camped out there. Didn't have a lick of water, didn't have any food, like was literally camped out, starving because she wanted to see him so badly, and he is like her number one artist, and she was like so sad. It was just like an off Coachella. I feel like people weren't as excited. I will say Bad Bunny and Blackpink were great. Frank Ocean was just like who I was looking forward to the most. All my creator friends, it's so fun catching up with them. I love seeing them. I feel like Coachella, like people always talk their shit on TikTok. Oh, I ran in this influencer. They were such a bitch, blah, blah, blah. I feel like all my friends are nice. Like, I genuinely love catching up with my creator friends. I think they're so inspiring. I always leave feeling better. Like, some people I ran into that I love were Colt Paulson, Jess. What is her last name? Lucero or something. The girl that does, she does, like, news, like TikTok news. Who else did I run into? Kenzie Elizabeth, freaking love her. Kate Bartlett, am I saying that right? I freaking love Kate. I don't know, a bunch of people. Lauren Wolf, Bridget, aka Acquired Style. Oh, Carly Weinstein, Kit Keenan, all those people, so nice. So nice, so inspiring, always gas me up. I just really appreciate seeing them and being inspired by them. I always love, there's no better feeling leaving a conversation, even if it's small talk, where you're like, oh, I feel better than when I did going into that conversation. So that was really cool. Yeah, I guess that's the life update. I'm going to run through a few questions. Okay, the main question I'm getting is, are you still working for Alisha? And the answer is no. That's all I'm going to say. No, I'm going to explain this in like videos to come. So subscribe to me on YouTube. But yeah, I feel like that's fair to say. I think she kind of mentioned it on PB, but no, I'm solo dolo now. It's crazy. Yeah, we're going to move right along. I'll explain this later. There's no beef or anything. I don't know. I'll explain this later, but yeah, no, I'm not working for her anymore. Crazy. What is your biggest project this year? It's really interesting. Anna Grace told me work stuff would pick up in August. Right now, I would say it's hosting. Having my own TikTok live show has been truly a dream come true, especially being live. I think it's a great experience as a host. So I would say that. And then just maintaining, I feel like I'm really trying to find my voice as a creator on my own. So that's like my biggest challenge in my head, I guess. Are you truly happy? I feel like, yeah, I am. I really am. I feel like I'm in a really good place right now, and I'm really grateful to be in it. Thanks for asking, by the way. That was really sweet. What's the future holding? Planning on going full-time YouTuber soon? I guess I just revealed like the big thing. Yeah, I am full-time YouTuber. It's crazy. What has been the best and most challenging thing this year? I think figuring out my voice on the internet and what I want to do with my own social media presence, like being my own boss, like my schedule, that's been the most challenging yet rewarding thing. The best thing has been the freedom and the self-confidence that I've gained from taking this big leap. And honestly, my dating life is popping right now. That has been awesome. I do really well when I have a few, like when I have a crush or some crushes. How are you doing financially since living alone? I feel like I'm doing good. Is it expensive? Yes. Do I think it's worth it? Yes. I love my apartment. It makes me so happy. And I'm so grateful to be in it. And every day I'm pinching myself. So yeah. I don't regret it at all. And if anything, I feel like as far as financially, it makes me want to work harder and just make more money. So yeah. And you know what? Life is short. You never know when, if tomorrow could or today could be your last day. I know it's really morbid, but I had like some family trauma, death shit happen about, it's not shit, but like, I'm like, I don't know how to talk about this stuff, about, I don't even know, a year or two ago. I feel like it really made me change my perspective on things. And it's like, you never know when you're going to lose someone you love or you're going to be gone or whatever the case is. You just never know. Live your life to the fullest. Do whatever the fork you want to do. Obviously, be smart, like save money, etc. But if you want to splurge and live in the apartment you love, then by all means, you know, go for it. You'll figure it out. Necessity is the mother of invention. That's one of my favorite quotes. You have to take risks to level up. You really do. Manifesting anything lately? I would say a boyfriend. I like am down to like get a boyfriend. I don't know. I'm having fun dating. I love going on the dates. I feel like I've found some men that are like, I don't know. They're really treating me right. And I want a boyfriend. I want someone to do like stupid shit with. Like I don't know. I'm like in the mood. This is like crazy for me to say. Like, I feel like I never want a boyfriend. I love being single. I'm like slaying the single game all the time. Now I'm like, I want a boyfriend. So yeah, I guess like manifesting that, manifesting more hosting opportunities. Yeah, pretty much it. Been on any fun dates lately? Seeing anyone? Yeah, I've been on fun dates lately. I don't know. It's so fun. I feel like concerts, ball games. Like, I've been doing more than just, like, going to dinner or going to drinks, and that's been really fun. Like, going, like, on a hike, going on, where did we go? Like, going to the beach. Like, things like that. I don't know. I've been loving, like, activities other than just getting a drink, and that's been really fun. What are some new goals you want to accomplish this year in your business as an influencer? I definitely want to grow. I would love to grow. I feel like I've felt a plateau just like in all aspects of my life during the quarter life crisis. And now I'm ready to like grow. It can be slow and steady, but I just want to grow in some capacity in all areas like TikTok, YouTube, podcasts, etc. Which we are, by the way. The podcast is growing, especially on TikTok. It's like the clips are going viral, the house down boots. So follow me on TikTok. My personal account at TK's Juicy Pulse and then Making Moves on TikTok because the clips are clipping. Tell us about hosting any upcoming gigs, getting closer to your dream. I'm hoping that my TikTok show gets picked up for season 3. I would love to host like another game show. I don't know. I want to host with, I had on my TikTok show, Harry Jowsey, and I was like, everyone was like, you guys have such good like hosting banter. You guys need to host a show together. And I was like, I would love that. I hope Harry would be down to do that. I don't know. I think it'd be fun to host like a dating show with him or something, because especially he's been on dating shows. I don't know. I'm putting it out there. Maybe he doesn't want to do that, but I love Harry. He's one of the nicest guys ever. And he's so fun to work with. He's always down for everything. I'm trying to think of what else hosting wise I want to do. Oh, I kind of want to get like a hosting agent that can help with that, which I do have some meetings set up, which is crazy. I'm like, but crazy bananas. I also know a publicist can help with that. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out stuff like that. Why wasn't Ashley on Hawaii trip? Nothing personal. I think she's just been really busy with trips and she couldn't go. What's something you've been struggling with lately? Being sick. I literally had strep twice in a row. It was the worst thing ever. And now I'm like still nasally and like have a cold. Clearly I'm run down. So I need to sleep and get better and get healthy. What would you recommend to people who want to move to LA and be an influencer? I would recommend being yourself. Try not to conform to the city and everyone else in it. Meet as many people as possible. Say yes to everything. Don't take anything personally. That would be my number one piece of advice. Nothing's personal. People are way too caught up in their own shit. Everyone's a narcissist. Like, everyone's only thinking about how this would benefit them or hurt them. So, like, anytime they, like, cancel, or I used to take things so personally. I would be like, oh, my God, they canceled. Oh, they flaked. Oh, they, you know, they didn't invite me. Oh, whatever. Nothing's personal. It's not about you. It's about them. So always try and remember that. What are you hoping to achieve before summer? I feel like fitness goals. One goal for the year that doesn't have to do with advancing your career or status. Wow, great question. I definitely want to like be in the best shape of my life. And I would love to run a half marathon. Those are two things I really want to do. What else do I want to do? I want to travel a ton. And I guess the boyfriend thing. Yeah. How are all the trips going? Honestly, so fun. Trips really fuel my fire. And they are so inspiring every time I come back. Like, if you ever have the opportunity to go on a trip, do it. Like, you always come back learning something new or feeling re-inspired. It's, at least I do. It's the best. Do you predict that you'll want to move back to Indiana / the Midwest when you settle down? Right now? No. I don't know. It depends who I'm marrying. It depends who I'm dating. It depends who I'm getting married to. Because I'm like, they're a professional athlete. We might be all over the place. We might be in Podunk City one day. We might be in like Vegas or LA or New York the other day. Like, it's just so all over the place. But then maybe I'll meet a nice, wholesome Indiana dude that like wants to move back. And I don't know. I'm like, I really am not married to anything. Like, I'm open to wherever the wind wants to take me, unless it's like, I don't know, like Idaho or something. Like, I don't want to move there. Or like, I don't know, somewhere like North Dakota, like that. I'm sorry. That's a no for me. I feel like I prefer a big city, or I would at least like to be in a suburb of a big city. How to deal with feeling lonely. I think like the first thing I feel when I'm lonely is, first of all, I like to let myself have time to think and like enjoy the silence because I barely get it. I also recommend journaling. I feel like that always helps me get my thoughts out. And then the last thing is when I'm feeling lonely, I call one of my great friends or family members. I feel like I can get victim-y when I feel lonely. And it's like, okay, but dude, have you reached out? You know? So, yeah. Maybe reach out to someone that you know will make you feel good. It's also okay to tell your friends, like, hey, I miss you. I've been feeling lonely. Like, what's up? Like, it's okay to ask them for help. That's what friends are for. The other day, I was spiraling, and I literally texted Alicia, and I was like, hey, I need help. And she immediately was like, I got you. Like, hit me. What do you need help with? And I would literally like sent all the things I was like upset with or like that was going on. She helped me knock everyone off the list. Sometimes it's nice to just like have someone to help you talk through your issues. If you could be on any reality TV show, what would it be? Definitely Housewives. I would love to be a housewife. I feel like I'm not like a bachelor, like Love is Blind. I would like to host one of those, but I just find it really scary to like think about making out with someone on camera and like my dad watching. Like that to me is weird. I just feel uncomfortable. And I already struggle being vulnerable, like when no one's watching. So being on camera doing that, that's just not me. But Housewives, on the other hand, I would love to do. What's your go-to drink now versus when you started drinking? Versus when you started dating, lol. Okay, my go-to drink now. When I started drinking, I loved a margarita, which I still do. But I feel like I rarely get them because, like, I don't know. I get them every once in a while. My go-to drink now, I love a dirty martini, espresso martini. How's family life? My parents also divorced a couple of years ago and it never stopped sucking. Yeah, I would agree. It never stops sucking. The holidays are the worst. I feel like that's why I was in such a bad place in January. I think like time helps a lot. And just as you grow as an adult, you realize your parents aren't superheroes. They're human. And you want them at the end of the day to be happy. Like you want them to find someone to be happy with, just like they want you to find someone to be happy with. So unfortunately, I think time, talking about it, therapy, all of those things help. It never, ever will be the same. It never will be convenient again. It is quite, in fact, inconvenient. But I think my parents getting divorced has made me funnier. I feel like I just care less about things. I realize nothing is that deep. Marriage really is a contract at the end of the day. And it's made me a lot more picky with dating. Like realizing when, I don't know, a lot of the time, like no offense, but like sex and being attracted to someone is not enough. Like you have to have similar lifestyle interests. And you have to like want to make each other better and work as a team and level up one another. At least that's what I want. And that's what I'm looking for. I feel like my parents let like their story and the chaos and the falling in love in the Bahamas and blah, 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 blah. Like, I think they let that be that and weren't realistic with like, wait, do we actually like the same things? Because like my parents on their honeymoon went skiing. My dad fucking hates skiing. Well, he doesn't hate it, but like my dad doesn't even like skiing. My mom loves skiing, but like I'm sure my dad, you know, when you're like, when a guy's like, oh my God, I love the Patriots. And you're like, oh my God, I love the Patriots too. Like, or you're someone, a guy's like, oh my God, I love, you know, 21 Savage, and all of a sudden you like 21 Savage. Like, I feel like that's what my parents were doing, and that's why, I mean, they stayed together our entire childhood, but you need to be really nitty gritty with, like, what are things you're willing to give up about your lifestyle or things that are non-negotiables? Like, does it actually drive you nuts that they are a party animal and you're not or whatever? Because, like, that's going to be really hard down the line when, like, kids go to college and then one's still a party animal and one still wants to be home. And it's like, how do you connect? You know, how do you, like, do you have things in common other than having children together? I think that's really important. So yeah, it's just made me really picky with dating and very blunt with like myself and who I'm seeing. If you left LA, where would you live? Probably New York. Maybe Chicago. I feel like Chicago's still like a little too, maybe not chaotic enough, I guess is the word. New York or Nashville, I guess. I don't know. I'm open. I feel like I could live anywhere. If analytics weren't a factor, what would be your dream content to put out? It's a great question. You know, I love fashion and outfits and like hauls. And I feel like that just does not perform that well for me, which pisses me off. So I would do a lot of that and then travel content. I feel like my Africa video, like genuinely, like that's one of my favorite. It's probably my favorite video I've ever made. And yeah, I feel like travel content and like haul clothing outfit shit. How do you stay creative and think of so many good questions slash answers and ideas? Wow. You know what? This is going to be a sucky answer, but I think this is just the fact. I think it's just what I was born with. I think I'm just good at being naturally really curious and or nosy. I think I don't learn from books. I'm not a really book smart person. Like I can be if I try. I did get A's in school growing up. I was like an A, B, A student. But it was because I worked my ass off. I wasn't naturally good at that. Like I wasn't naturally good at math. I wasn't naturally good at science. In fact, like I'm not good at it. I just had to like work my ass off studying. I'm naturally good at learning from others, being curious, asking good questions. Like I'm just naturally good at that. I think if you're not naturally good at that, you can still be good at it if you practice. One way, which I still do this sometimes, is if I know I'm going to meet someone in advance, I, you know, piggy bank some questions beforehand. I'm like, okay, you know I'm going to see so-and-so later. What are some things I'm genuinely curious about? Like, let me look at their social media. Let me see what they've been up to. Did they just have a baby? Did they just get a work accomplishment? Like, I don't know. I think it's always good to have some questions in the ready to go. I think another huge thing that people don't do, like no one does, is freaking listen. When you're in a conversation, the best question you can ever have as a follow-up question is just by listening. Like nothing in the piggy bank will be better than if you're genuinely actively listening. And you, it's going to be awkward because you're going to be actively listening. They're going to be talking about something. They say the statement. You're going to have time to respond. But it's going to be awkward for a minute. And you're going to be like, there. You're going to have time to think about the question because you've been listening. Like your brain doesn't work that fast. So like give yourself some grace, actively be present and listen, and then that'll be your great, that'll be the best follow-up question. Another thing I always try and do when I'm like meeting someone for the first time is like try and ask them something not about work. Like, I mean, these are great questions. They're kind of intense though, but like, you know, what are you struggling with currently? Or where are some trips do you have? Or do you have any trips coming up? What do you wish you were better at? Like those are all, I don't know. You have to say them in the right time. But I think I've just come to terms with the fact that that is one of my natural gifts. Sorry, that's a bummer of an answer. But I'm not good at the other stuff. So, you know, you win some, you lose some. How do you deal with drifting friendships or friends who stop reaching out? You know, friends come and go for seasons of your life. And that's okay. Usually when one drifts away, another is forming and it's really exciting and fun, but you always have your lifers. So I would say don't sweat it. Everything happens for a reason. Stars just aren't aligning and they once were, and now they aren't because you've probably gotten through what you needed to get through with that person. When are you getting a golden retriever? Hopefully like in the next couple of years. I'm just way too busy right now and I live in an apartment. I want to like have a yard. But God, I want a golden retriever so badly. I actually want like two. Oh my God, everyone wants to know about boys. I'm trying to be more private, you guys. I really am having fun though, and I do have prospects, and it's really fun. I'm having a great time. I feel like I'm just like putting myself out there, and I'm being confident, and I'm like saying what I want. Like right now, this guy, he like, I feel like we were really like, it was hot and spicy and fun, and then he kind of like dialed it back, and normally I would be like, what do I need to do? Like, blah, 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 blah. Like, what strategic? I'm like, that's on you, bro. Like, that's embarrassing. Like, you're missing out on all this. Like, that's literally what I'm thinking. I'm like, okay, like, whatever. I'll put my energy towards someone else. Cause I'm just like, I don't have the time to like overthink what to say back to you. Like, I'm over that hump in my life. And it's made me so much happier and made my dating life so much smoother. Like, if you aren't all in, or like, I am going to match it. And I'm like, if you're stepping back, I'm a step back twice. Like, I just, that's my vibe currently. You guys have so many questions and they're all good ones, but I feel like I'll save these for another episode. We're way over an hour. So, yeah, I'm going to stop it here. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for following the TikTok account. Thank you for bearing with me through this episode while I've been a little nasally. I'm so sorry. But you know what? Just like pretend I'm Miley Cyrus and have like a really deep voice. Anyway, I appreciate you guys so much. I am so grateful to have this job and be able to connect with you. I loved meeting you guys at Coachella and at the Taylor Swift concert. Oh my God. Could not be more grateful for you guys and for this job, and like to have the opportunity to get to know you guys has been like the greatest blessing in my life. And like building an audience has been so fun and rewarding. I'm beyond grateful to have you guys. So thank you for giving me this platform and for sticking with me, especially when I was going through that quarter life crisis. I feel like I'm finally like on, like coming around the corner, and I'm like, I feel like I'm like living my best life again, and it feels good. And I hope that positive energy radiates towards you guys on the screen and can help motivate you or help you in any capacity. Because I felt really off, and I feel bad that I felt off. But you know what? Maybe we were going through it together, and it was nice to have someone to be bitter with. So, yeah, I love y'all so much. Please comment down below any guests you're dying to have me on or any topics you want me to hit in the next solo episode. I know you guys love the solos. So maybe I'll keep it up, and I'll see you guys next week. Don't forget, make someone's day this week. Peace.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.